Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hayden, do you think you could do me a little favor this morning?
Sure, anything.
The dentist office called with a cancellation, and they said they could squeeze me in for a cleaning. So do you think you could take Tim to his mommy and me class?
Mommy and me class?
Well, they just call it that. It's actually more like a gym for little kids.
Oh, gym. Oh, you want me to take him for a workout? Sure, no problem. In fact, I've noticed he's been getting a little soft around his gut.
Well, these are the invitations for his birthday party. Do you think you can remember to give them to the other mommies?
Yes, Mommy.
Be sure to tell them what the theme of the party is. It's dinosaurs, but not scary dinosaurs, friendly dinosaurs.
Not even one baby-eating dinosaur? That doesn't seem right.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Oh, please forgive me for barging in unannounced like this. But I was just so excited. I am not going to be able to be here next Saturday for Tim's birthday, so I brought the gift.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have.
Well, I couldn't help myself. See, all my children are grown up, and I don't see them much anymore. Oh, but when they were young, well, I didn't see them much then either. And I don't have any grandchildren. At least I don't think I do. No, somebody would have called and told me.
Doris, Tim, the present?
Oh, yes, right. I think every kid should have one. I had one when I was little, and I just loved it.
Oh. Bag of carrots?
Yes.
Hayden! 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 What do you want me to put there?
You're supposed to take your shoes off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is this your first time?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're a very lucky boy to have such a nice grandpa.
I'm his father. He's my son.
Oh, you must be Hayden. Hi, Timothy. I'm glad to see you're getting more involved. I told Christine that's all Timmy needs.
Needs?
Oh, by the way, I'm Pamela.
Hi.
And this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Yeah, she and Timmy play together all the time, you know. Oh, want to go get your dolly? Even though they're at different developmental levels, they're still the best of friends. Huh. Okay.
Well, what do you mean, different developmental levels?
Oh, well, I just meant the fact that Samantha's walking and talking already, and your son isn't. It hasn't come between them at all.
But then, this isn't a race.
Exactly. Besides, she looks a lot older than Tim. I mean, maybe that's why she's walking and talking. How old is she?
Oh, 8 days older than Tim.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I feel bad now. I made you defensive.
I'm not defensive.
Oh, there. I did it again. But, you know, you shouldn't feel that way. You should feel lucky. You have no idea how much work it is to be the parent of a gifted child. There's reading and tutoring and French weekends once a month.
I wasn't being defensive. You take this child to France once a month?
You are Timmy's daddy. No, we speak only French one weekend a month so that Samantha will grow up to be bilingual. You must do things, too, to create a multicultural environment for Tim.
When he was teething, I used to let him suck on frozen burritos. As much as I'd like to carry on this conversation, I really have to pass out these birthday invitations for my son, so if you will excuse me.
Did you see the invitations for Samantha's party?
No, I didn't.
She wrote them herself.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. And she told us exactly what to write. She said the words, come to my party. Huh. Oh, no.
What?
Well, we're going to be out of town next Saturday. Samantha won't be able to come to Timothy's party.
Really? I meant, really? Jeez, what a shame.
All right, Mommy, circle time!
Oh, your favorite thing.
Now, let's start the day like we usually do with our song. And how does our song go?
I don't know.
It goes... The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town.
No fair. Hayden's not making the hand motions.
Come on, Hayden! The driver on the bus says, come on in, come on in,
come on in.
The driver on the bus says, come on in,
come on in.
Come on, Daddy, you're not singing. What kind of message is it giving to Tim?
Horn on the bus goes beep, 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 beep.
Don't
beep,
do that.
Beep, beep, the horn on the bus goes beep, 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 all through the town.
So I take the pony back to where Doris got him. But you know how it is. Once they leave the lot, they lose their value.
Guys,
hey.
How did it go?
Oh, great. Hi. I got to talk to the single most irritating woman I have ever met.
And how is Pamela?
Uh-huh. Then I wasn't exaggerating.
No, that woman has actually made other mommies cry.
Wait, Christine, I'm telling you, it was amazing. When we were getting ready to leave, she asked what kind of birthday cake I was going to get for Tim, and I told her, one of those football cakes with the little plastic players on it, and she said, little plastic players? Why don't you just take a pillow and smother the kids? I'd like to take a pillow and smother
her. Oh, Hayden. She's not worth getting upset over.
Well, all she did was just go on and on about how advanced her precious little Samantha was.
Well, I hope you didn't let that get to you.
Well, heck, I mean, they're practically the same age, you know? I mean, Samantha, she walks and she talks, and Tim, he hardly does anything.
Hayden, Samantha is a girl and Tim is a boy. Girls develop faster than boys. That's just a biological fact.
When do boys catch up?
Besides, all children develop at their own rate, and it doesn't mean a thing anyway.
Really?
Yes. I mean, Albert Einstein didn't start to talk until he was 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a known fact. And neither did I.
Christine's right. This stuff doesn't mean anything.
Right. Right. And Tim has started to make all sorts of vowel sounds.
Yeah, but geez, Samantha speaks French.
When she's on a swing, she goes, wee. That does not qualify as French. Listen, Tim is doing just fine. He's pulling himself up and holding on to everything in sight. I bet within a month he'll be walking and starting to talk.
You really think so, Christine?
Yes, I really think so. Hey, Tim, come here. What do you think?
Huh? What do you think?
If you're going to start walking and talking, you have got to not miss your nap. So, say goodbye to Daddy. And say goodbye to your uncles.
Goodbye, Timmy.
Not him.
Dan, I am telling you, if you could have heard this woman.
Hey, show the kids a little more advanced. Big deal. I know how you can really show her up next time.
How?
Teach Tim a trick.
A trick? You mean like rolling over and shaking hands? He's not a dog, Luther.
Too bad. Those are good tricks. Dobber, show him that thing you do with your thumb.
You won't believe this.
What?
Look. I pulled my thumb up my hand.
How does he do that?
Yes!
You show Tim that, and it's hasta la vista, Samantha.
That's too hard for a one-year-old.
Well, thank you, Dobber.
Hey, I got a new one, though.
What?
Oh, my hands don't match.
Show me that. Show me how to do that. Look out. Oh, my God, my ass is wet. Stop it.
Hello. Why, hey, Pamela.
Yeah.
Would I like to talk to Samantha? Well, no, I got... Not really. Hey, Samantha, how you doing? Can I talk to your mommy now, please? Boy, I can't stand this. Yeah, Pamela, the most amazing thing happened. I walked in through the door, and Tim said, Dada, and then just took off. Boy, it has been crazy around here ever since, I'll tell you that. Timothy, son, get down off that chair now, huh? Honey, get the video camera. Oh, man, so what'd you call about? Oh, you can make it to the birthday party, huh? Change of plans. Oh, yeah, well, that's great. Okay, we'll see you. Well, I'm dead.
Now, you probably shouldn't have told her that Tim was walking and talking, huh?
Boy, you and Einstein separated at birth.
Just the party's next week. What are you going to do? Barbara's tricks are tough to learn.
Look, all I got to do is just teach him to say a few words and take a few steps. If I can get Dauber through college in 8 years, I ought to be able to teach my son to walk and talk in a week.
Morning, hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's Tim doing here?
Well, I brought him to the office to teach him to walk and talk, because if I did it in front of Christine, she'd say I was pushing him.
Yeah, Coach, I don't mean to be negative, but I think kids walk when they walk and talk when they talk.
Oh, no, he's going to be talking and walking by this weekend, Dauber. Tell you why, because we're going to be using two basic techniques that I got from these books. The first one accelerates the process of him learning how to speak by telling him what we're doing while we're doing it. And the second one helps him to walk because we're going to help him and then give him constant encouragement. What are you doing?
Getting some coffee.
No, Dauber, come on. Remember, we got to describe what we're doing while we're doing it. That way Tim can learn to talk.
I'm getting some coffee.
And not to me, to Tim.
Oh. I'm getting some coffee.
Dauber, in detail.
I'm walking to the coffee machine, and here I'm picking up a mug, a pretty yellow mug. And now I'm lifting up the coffee pot, and I'm pouring the coffee into the mug.
Mm. And now Uncle Luther is walking over to his donut sack. He's reaching in, and oh, he's pulling out a jelly donut. And he's taking a bite.
Uncle Dauber is wondering if Uncle Luther has an extra one for him.
If Uncle Dauber wanted one, he should have gotten his own.
Uncle Dauber probably would have done that. Only Uncle Luther had bought the last dozen. He was such a pig.
Oh, yeah? Well, Uncle Luther...
is going to sit down and shut up.
Sit down and shut up.
Tim, there's something I want you to know. Both your Uncle Luther and Uncle Dauber are idiots. You don't ever have to listen to them ever again. Now, here you go, son.
Okay. Now, this is walking.
Oh, look. Isn't that fun? And you're doing it very well, I must say. Right now, Daddy's holding your hands, but pretty soon he won't have to. Pretty soon you're going to be able to do this all by yourself. How? Well, here, let me show you. There. Now, you're down on the ground. See? Daddy's down on the ground. Now we're crawling, okay? See? Now, what is Daddy doing?
He's getting up.
That's right, Dauber, but I was talking to Tim. Okay, Tim? Now, watch. Daddy's walking. Tim, Daddy's walking. This is fun to walk. Yeah, Tim should do this. Tim would enjoy it. The sooner you walk, Tim, the sooner you can drive.
Walk, walk,
Hayden?
What? Honey, wake up. Honey, you're so exhausted. I hate to wake you up, but Tim's party is going to start in 2 hours.
What time is it?
It's 9 o'clock. What happened to your voice?
I don't know. I must have lost it.
Are you going to be okay for the party?
Well, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, don't touch me.
What's wrong?
Oh, man. Back is in spasms.
Well, how did this happen? Your voice and your back.
Oh, maybe it's from bending over and talking too much at work.
Hayden, if you're in this much pain, maybe we should just cancel the party.
Cancel it?
Well, or postpone it until next weekend when you're better.
Oh, yeah, but gee, that wouldn't be fair to Tim.
Well, honey, he's only one. He's not going to know that the party wasn't on his actual birthday.
I mean, if you think it's best.
I know it is. Now, you rest. And I'll start calling the parents.
Okay.
So we will reschedule the party for next weekend.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for understanding. Okay. Bye. Sorry, Robin.
Hayden, honey, what are you doing up?
Oh, well, you know, I'm feeling a tiny bit better, Christine. You get in touch with everyone?
Well, yeah, but, gee, are you sure you should be up?
Well, sweetheart, when your back is in spasm, you've got to move around a little bit so you make sure it doesn't get locked into some horrible position.
Are you all right?
Yeah, just don't touch me.
Well, I wasn't going to.
Well, I felt you touching me.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, just don't touch me.
What's the matter with Hayden?
Well, he's thrown his back out, and he says there's nothing we can do to help him.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Hayden.
Hey,
listen, even though you canceled the party, Samantha thought Timmy should have his gift on his real birthday.
Well, how very thoughtful.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
That'll be great for Tim as soon as he starts walking.
But he's already walking.
What do you mean?
Well, his dad and I were so proud of it when he told me over the phone last weekend.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, Christine, yeah, Tim, you know, said Dada and was walking, and then he said a bunch of other stuff. Gee, gosh, I forgot to write it down in the baby book. Thanks for the duck.
Goodbye, Christine.
I've been a bad, bad man. And I'm gonna die. But before I do, I'd like to go out with a clean slate, Christine. See, I told Pamela that Tim could walk and talk, and then I spent all week trying to get him to, and now I can't walk and I can't talk. And I'm gonna die. You're not gonna touch me, are you?
Oh, you pathetic, pathetic man. I am going to go out into the backyard and take down the decorations. Good luck. Oh, Tim, watch your father.
Oh, Tim, I am so, so sorry. I swear I'll love you no matter how you turn out, son. You don't have to play football. You don't even have to play sports. You can be tall. You can be short. You can be smart. You can be dumb. And I will love you for the rest of my life. The only thing I'm asking, Tim, is could you just help with the wheelchair once in a while? Can you ever forgive me?
No.
Christine! Get the video camera! Ha! Huh.